So, if we say science doesn't begin with faith, it begins with assumptions. So, is there a difference between a faith and an assumption? The main difference is that assumption is a scientifically acceptable word and faith is a scientifically unacceptable word. The principle essentially is the same. That when I assume something, that means at least as a working hypothesis or as a provisional way of functioning, I accept that it may be like this. And later on, it may prove to be right, it may prove to be wrong. But it is not, so that's why I was not talking about theories. This theory may be right, this theory may be wrong. And when a scientist is even experimenting with a particular theory, they have that assumption that it may be right and I'll test it out. That's fine. So in that sense, that provisional nature of the assumption is applicable when we it's applicable when we are considering specific theories. But when we consider the foundational laws of nature, then that is not just a functional assumption. It's a foundational assumption. Without that, science itself will not function. So when scientists went deep into the study of matter and they found that Newton's laws of motion were not explaining the behavior of matter either at the microscopic level or at the macroscopic level, then they said, okay, maybe this Newton's theory doesn't work. So we could say that the Newton's theory was a functional assumption, which they were ready to shelve now. But still they started looking for some other theory which could explain. And that searching for some other theory requires the assumption at a much more foundational level that some theory will explain. That there is some law, that nature operates according to some laws. Okay, this law is not right, but there must be some other law that will operate. And that's how they came up with quantum physics at the microscopic level. They came up with relativity at the macroscopic level. That's why Einstein said that the most incomprehensible thing about the universe is that it is comprehensible. The most incomprehensible thing about the universe is that it is comprehensible. That means if we consider that the whole of existence is a product of unguided natural processes, say an explosion or whatever, if the whole of the world is a product of unguided natural processes, then my brain is a product of unguided natural processes, the world out there is a product of unguided natural processes. So why is it that the world out there has an order, orderliness to it, a structure to it? Why is it that my mind internally, my brain internally, has the capacity to perceive order? And why is there a correlation between my brain's capacity to perceive order and nature to exhibit that order? So this is a three level correlation. It's like, say, I go to some foreign land, and then I find that, some paper comes over there, and that paper has some script on it, and I suddenly, hey, I know this language. I never learned that language before, but suddenly I can read this language, and then it makes sense. Okay, you are lost over here. Take left, go straight, go here, you'll come back to a safe place. So now, if such a thing has happened to me, I just find myself in a foreign place, and I get a paper with some script written on it. So there are three things over there. That there is a paper with some script written on it. That I have a brain which can read that script, and that script contains a message that I can understand. It could be containing many things. It may not. It may be that somebody writing something in that language which has no relevance to me. So this triple level of correlation is something which is foundational assumption in science. That nature has an order. That human brain or human mind, whatever I want to say, has the capacity to perceive order, and order in nature is of a kind which the human brain can perceive. It's like another example is that I find myself in a strange place, and there's a door with a lock, And I look around, I find a key over there. I look at the key and the key fits over there. So first of all, why is that building with a door with a lock over there? Why is the key over there? And how is this key fitting the lock? So all these three are very foundationally required for me to enter into that door. Similarly, for science to be able to comprehend anything, these three are required. And that's why Einstein said the most incomprehensible thing about the universe is that it is comprehensible. So functional assumptions may be tentative hypothesis, but the foundational assumption that the universe is comprehensible is an article of faith. Okay? Thank you.